You are now chopping it up with the Nerd Barbershop Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Nerd Barbershop Podcast. I'm Taryn Williams. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode and hanging out with me for a little bit. This podcast episode is going to be a little bit different than my other ones because it's not, well, there's a title, but I'm probably going to jump around a little bit because this podcast is going to be more of a life update, where have I been type of situation. So if you don't, let's just kind of start from the beginning. I kind of have done a podcast since I did my podcast episode on Frosty Falcon, I believe. I think that was the last one I did, but I've just been dealing with some health stuff and work, but it's mostly health stuff. I was actually diagnosed with a sinus infection back in February. I think I went about the 14th of February, went to the doctor. Cause I was having issues with just kind of clearing my nose and a lot of congestion, and I was diagnosed with a sinus infection. Okay, so I started taking medicine and taking antibiotics, and I got some nasal spray and was kind of going through that, and it didn't really go away. It would clear for a little bit, would get worse in a little bit. And it was just kind of, I was kind of miserable for the past like 4 months, just kind of dealing with that and up and down with that. I'm better, as you can tell. I'm doing the podcast episode. I sound so much better than I have the past few months combined. I'm not as congested. I still, you know, I still have to blow my nose periodically and stuff like that. But it's nowhere near as bad as it was. I felt comfortable enough, and I felt like I could talk well enough where I could give you guys a new podcast episode so you guys can kind of hear from me and hear how I'm doing. Also diagnosed with eczema. I've actually been dealing with eczema since about last year, so almost a full year. It actually started a little bit on my leg, and I think a little bit on my feet. It wasn't really bad at all. Like, it was just kind of more of a nuisance than anything, but over the last couple of months, it's gotten kind of worse, where it's like my left arm, my right arm, behind my legs, behind my knees, my lower back, my neck. It's in a couple of places. And again, it's more annoying than anything. I'm dealing with that. Also went to the doctor and got some ointment and things like that. So I'm dealing with that. And I feel like a lot of that actually was triggered from my stress. I think last year triggered from my stress with work and taking a lot more responsibilities. And I think this year kind of kept triggering with me being really worried about my nose and not getting, and I'm feeling better with my nose and dealing with all the stuff with my sinuses and not feeling better. And I think I started to stress out, and I was dealing with health insurance stuff, where I had health insurance, I didn't have health insurance, I had to try to get my own health insurance, which I do have now, which, you know, thank God I have my own health insurance, and I'm paying for that, which is just nice to have something to cover me, and so I kind of got that out the way. So now I'm just trying to heal and get better and get back to doing some things I enjoy, because I miss doing the podcast, I miss talking on my videos, but I couldn't do that for you guys if I sounded terrible, or I'm blowing my nose every 20 seconds, and you can't really understand me, and I'm just, like, nasally, and just, you can tell I'm miserable. I just couldn't do that to you guys. So I just decided to forego the podcast for a couple of months, forego doing audio voiceover work on my videos until I felt better. I felt a lot better. Like, just thank God that I just feel I'm not 100% at all. I'm probably more like 80%, which I'll take. Like, I was probably more like 60, like, a couple of months ago, but I take 80% for sure. But this kind of, we get that kind of out the way. I'll talk about some fun stuff that I did. Like, I haven't been able, because I was going to do a specific episode talking about my trip to Boston, the PAX, and I was going to do a whole podcast about that, but I kind of forgo that, because again, I wasn't feeling well, and time just kept ticking. I'm like, you know what, I'll just throw it all together. I'll just put all my, kind of my last couple of months into this one podcast, and then we can just kind of talk about it from here. I went to PAX. I went to PAX East this past year, or back in March, the end of March. It was like the 25th to the 28th, I believe, of March. And it was my first PAX, also my first convention outside of the state of Illinois. I've done, like, a lot of my stuff, Chicago, I'm from Chicago, so I do a lot of stuff in the Chicagoland area and things like that. So PAX is my first time. I actually, you know what, fuck it, I bought the 4-day pass, I booked my hotel, I booked my flight, I took off time from work, and I flew my ass to Boston and with the PAX. It was just fun. It was a fun experience. I really, really enjoyed it. I actually didn't go to PAX all 4 days. I missed the Thursday, because that's when I actually flew in. So I got there to Boston. I got there on Thursday. I was at PAX really Friday and Saturday. I didn't even go back Sunday, once, so I could save some money. So I kind of saw everything I wanted to see, but It was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Boston. It was cold as hell. It was about the weather. It was about the same in Boston as it was in Chicago. So basically, I didn't really have to change anything. My clothes didn't change. I basically, everything I wore in Chicago, I just wore in Boston. But it was a really fun experience. I enjoyed a little bit of time. I got to kind of walk around Boston. I actually went to the Boston Tea Party Museum, which is in Boston. It was like one of the highly rated like museums in the country, and it's so good. Like, it's such a good, if you're in Boston, please take that tour. It's really good. They do a really great job. The staff there, they're amazing. But yeah, I really enjoy PAX. If you know me, you know I'm in like into indie games, and PAX is really like a big showcase for indie developers. There are some bigger names. There was like a PokéLab, like a big Pokemon section that was there, and there's a couple of other like small, like some other kind of big names. But not like Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo type big names. I think somebody said that PAX used to care. Like, they used to come out, but they don't anymore. But PAX is really more about smaller, like, indie developers. And I got to play a couple of games. One thing I was kind of down about with PAX was I didn't really get a chance to talk to any developers like I really wanted to. Like, I wanted to talk to people and talk about their game and talk about, like, their inspirations and, you know, like, how they, like, I just wanted to talk to them because I loved that the process of making a video game is so cool to me. Like, I love food history, and I love video game history. So I just love learning, like, the thought process and the inspirations of what games they were inspired to, and this and that. And I didn't get a chance to do that, so maybe if I go again, maybe, I don't know if it'll be next year, but the next time I go to PAX, well, if I get a chance to interview some, just have, like, a nice little conversation, like, with some developers, because they had, like, other people they were talking to, and I know IGN was there, like some other places. Of course, some other bigger media outlets was there. But maybe, you know, if I get my cred up, you know, maybe your boy can get a couple of interviews. You know what I'm saying? But I did get to play a couple of games that I was interested in playing. I played Ember Knight. I actually did play Lucid, which is a game I actually helped kickstart. What was it called? Beat Samurai, I think is what it's called. Something like that. I don't remember. I played a handful of games. It was fun. It was a fun experience. I got my seafood fix. I went to the little cafe not too far from the convention center. I got my little seafood platter, which is really good. It had like four or five different things on it because it had like fried clams, calamari, halibut, and shrimp. So good. Like, so fresh. It was delicious. Also, my first time eating tartar sauce, because I knew tartar sauce goes with fish, but I just never really eat it. I'm never really eating it. I ate some while I was in Boston. Enjoyed it. Really good. I need to see if I can get some fried halibut here in Chicago, because it was banging. But yeah, I really enjoyed my time in Boston. I really just enjoyed flying. Like, I just enjoy, you know, planning my trip, going to the airport, you know, checking your boarding pass, hanging out in the airport, getting on your plane, getting your desk. Like, I just love the motions of traveling. Like, I just think it's just so cool where you're in this spot with all these other people all going, either going home or for business or for pleasure, and you're all just kind of like this, that traveling aspect. I don't know, it's something about it. It's something always very whimsical and very fun. I think it's the most video game, anime, adventure type thing is traveling, because you're just like, you know, you got your bag, you gotta make sure you got, like, you're equipped, you know, got all your equipment, you know, make sure your gear is good, and you just go, you're just traveling somewhere, you're going across the country. And flying to Boston was really cool, like seeing the ocean, because, you know, I haven't been East Coast since I was on the college tour back in high school, so I've been like that far east in a long time. But like the airplane, when we got into like the Boston airspace, had to taxi over the ocean to turn around to go into the airport. That was kind of wild, because the plane like dipped and you're really close to the ocean, and also just like looking at the ocean and just seeing there's just nothing else, like just the horizon is just like empty. It's like, oh man, yeah that's the ocean, all right. So it was fun. It was a really good time. Really enjoyed it. I also went back to C2E2. I went to C2E2 here in Chicago. If you don't know, C2E2 is the Chicago, oh, also PAX stands for the Penny Arcade Expo. Sorry, if I forget, if you didn't know what PAX meant. PAX is, it's short for the Penny Arcade Expo. It started, like, they just celebrated their 20th anniversary, I think, of PAX is what it was. Their 20th anniversary. So, yeah, so it was a good time. But also, C2E2, I went to, which happened a couple weeks ago. C2E2 is the Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo. So, the two C's and the two E's. And this is my first C2E2 I've been to in 4 years since the pandemic, or yep, since 2020 was the last C2E2 I went to. 2024 is the first one I've been to. It was fun. Like, it was just fun being back. I didn't get a lot of pictures like I normally do. I normally get like a lot of cosplay pictures and do a lot of stuff. I went on Sunday because there was a couple of people that were guests there I wanted to go see. Like, if you follow me on social media, you saw my pictures with Mustafa Ali, who is the current X Division champion for TNA. Got the chance to meet him really quickly, talk. It wasn't a meet and greet, I just got to take a picture. Said hey, shook his hand, you know, just talked really briefly. I've actually been to a couple he's been doing. He went on his, like, after he got released from WWE, he went on his campaign tour. And he was at, like, he was like a bunch of different promotions. And he went to two indie shows. He was at one show for Warriors Wrestling and one show for Freelance. I was at both of them. I was kind of joking with him, like, yeah, I've been following you around the city. The only one I didn't go to was his one that he was with GCW. I didn't go to that show. And he was just laughing. He was like, oh, thank you, I appreciate it. I asked him, like, he has the pin that he wears. It's like his logo, but he was like, he doesn't sell them yet because the one that he wears, like, the one that he always has, he has specially made. It was like $100. And so he's like, if I find a way to get it made cheaper, I'll do it. But, you know, I'm not going to charge people $100, which I respect. So, shout out to you, Mustafa. And then I got to meet Tim Kitzeroff. Tim Kitzeroff is, if you grew up like me in the 90s, you probably played a lot of midway games. You probably, if you like sports, you played NBA Jam. You probably played Blitz. You might have heard of NHL Hits. MLB Slugfest, so those are all midway arcade games. They even have an MLB game or an MLS game, a soccer game called Red Card, which I did not know about until last week. And it was so funny. This is so funny how this hell happened. I remember right before I went to C2E2, I saw he was going to, Tim Kitzeroff was going to be there. I'm going to just kind of go back a little bit and go forward. I saw he was going to be there. I actually have the NBA Jam book that I bought a couple of years ago. And so, oh, you know, I'm going to take the book with me so he can sign it. And I was just thinking, like, oh, like, did Midway make a soccer-style game? Like, they make, like, an arcade-style soccer game, kind of like Hits and Blitz and Slugfest. And I didn't know. I didn't even look it up. And shout-out to Not the Expert. Shout-out to Big Drewski. Not the Expert literally posted the video maybe last week. That was, like, 2 or 3 weeks prior to me thinking that. Of a Red Card, which is by Midway, which is literally a soccer game, but in the style of Blitz and Hits, where it's more over the top and more goofy and they're more like it. I was like, that's crazy. I never knew that. So I'm gonna play it on the YouTube channel as a side note. So let's fast forward to that. And so Tim Kitzeroff, he's the announcer in. So he's from Chicago, and Tim Kitzeroff is the announcer in NBA Jam. Boom Shakalaka, he's on fire. That's Tim Kitzeroff. If you know the NHL Blitz. AJ Hits and Slugfest. So those four games, he does the voiceover, he does the announcing for. He also does the announcing for Mutant Football League, like the newer one that came out like 6 years ago, I think. Maybe a little bit more. No, six, was it 6 years ago? Maybe seven. It's like six, sometime between 6 and 8 years ago it came out. He does the announcing for that, and he also told me that they're actually doing a second one. So he's going to be doing the announcing for that. So I got to meet Tim Kitzeroff. He was really cool. He was really nice. Got a picture, got a couple selfies with him. He signed my book. He signed the book for free. I got two pictures. I got two prints that he signed. I got one for my brother because me and my brother played so much NBA Jam, so much NHL, like so much Blitz, a lot of NHL Hits, a lot of Slugfest. Like, we just played so much stuff, like, growing up. So he's just a big part of my childhood. Getting a chance to meet him and just talk to him for a little bit. He told me some stuff, some projects that he's working on, some stuff like that. So it's just really, really cool. And meeting him was really cool. I really wanted to meet Tara Strong. Tara was there, but she wasn't doing pictures. She was only doing autographs, and her autographs were $160. I was like, Tara, I love you. I'm not doing that shit. but it was just cool being back. I walked around, bought some comics, got some other stuff. And yeah, it was really fun. It's been a really interesting last couple of months for me, just dealing with my health and trying to get it together. And I miss doing the podcast. I miss, I have been uploading stuff for the YouTube channel. I had a couple of playthroughs, but there aren't any voiceover work because, again, my nose. I want to stream because there's a couple of games I want to stream. And just, you know, just dealing with my health. But my health comes first. You know, your health is your wealth. So my health came first. I had to make sure that I was good. I had to make sure that I wasn't just sure I was good for you guys. Make sure I'm good for me. That I could talk. Because I couldn't just post a podcast of me sounding like this and me blowing my nose every 3 seconds. I couldn't do that to y'all. Y'all support me. Y'all been rocking with me. And I just couldn't do that to y'all. So I wanted to make sure that I sounded good. I wanted to make sure that I felt good. I wanted to make sure that I was, you know, it was the best quality it could be. And even though I'm not, you know, I'm still like dealing with it, but I'm in a much better space, much better head space, a much better mental space, a much better health space. I'm just gonna keep going. Like, I don't know if my signs will ever clear up perfectly. Like, that might have never happened. But if they're contained, I can talk and I can do this for longer periods of time. I'm good with that. So I'm very blessed. So thank you all for the support. Thank you all for waiting. I know you guys probably been waiting for a podcast. Like, man, what happened? Like, I'm sorry. I've had some stuff cooking. Take care of me first. Take care of me first. You guys will be, you know, taken care of as well. So this is kind of this podcast. It's kind of a recap of the last couple of months. Actually, technically, it's the first quarter of the year is now over, since we're now in May. So, you know, the first quarter of 2024 is over. So kind of a 2024 recap, sort of, in a way. Not completely, because Frosty Faustings I already talked about. But, yeah, this is just kind of a quick update. Just letting us how I'm doing, what's been going on. I got some ideas cooking. I got some games I want to play. I got some cooking stuff. I still got to finish season 3 of The Menu. Don't worry, I'm still going to do that. The podcast, I'm going to try and get this back up and running. Maybe every Wednesday, or maybe I'll try and drop an episode every Wednesday or every other Wednesday. We'll see how that works. But yeah, I got some stuff going. I bought this Studio Ghibli cookbook that has some recipes in it based off some of the Studio Ghibli movies. I'm thinking about making that a series. I have these Bob Burgers recipes that I've had for a couple of years now. I want to do a series with that. I got some stuff working. Don't worry, your boy is still cooking. Don't even worry, there's still ideas. I still got stuff going, just balancing it all out and just kind of making sure I was okay first before I got some other projects going. But again, thank you so much for the love and support for the podcast. I'm sorry that it hasn't been as consistent as it was liked, but you know I'm gonna try to get some stuff out there for you guys, everybody that's listening from across the states, everyone overseas, like wherever you listen to my podcast, thank you so much, because you can listen to thousands of other podcasts, but you choose to listen to me when you can't, and I greatly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. So thank you so much. You guys are the best. And I'm going to try and get this thing, like, we're going to get the wheels turning, get this engine going again, and we're going to go full speed ahead. I got some goals I want to hit. I'm still trying to get the YouTube channel monetized. Would love to make some more money off the podcast. We're trying to grind. Like, there's some stuff happening. So, but thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting me in the podcast and the Digital Chef brand as a whole. And, you know, there might be some stuff coming up. There might be some catering stuff in the near future. I don't know. That might be a teaser. That could be a spoiler. I don't know. But stay locked in. Of course, follow me on social media. Check out, you can just follow me on social media. You can find me everywhere. always and forever, slicing, dicing, gaming. It's not just a motto. It's a lifestyle. Thank you so much for supporting me. I'll see you next podcast. Later.